A show of dissent in the heart of political decision-making in Baghdad. Protesters taking over the speaker's plinth and MPs' benches. They're supporters of the influential Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. He says he does not want Mohammed al-Sudani to be the next prime minister, and his supporters are likely attempting to enforce this.
This is only from Baghdad. He didn't bring his supporters from other provinces. They stormed the Green Zone, the parliament. They're in good numbers. It seems to me that there is a plan of escalating this protesting movement, so to speak. He basically wants to dislodge the candidate for the premiership.
And this is how they got through the heavily fortified so-called Green Zone. Undeterred by water cannon, protesters ripped through the cement blast walls surrounding a 10-kilometre stretch of the city. Dozens passed with apparent ease, forcing their way down the main thoroughfare towards Parliament. They remained there until Sadr instructed them to withdraw. In a tweet, he described it as a revolution of reform and rejection of corruption, saying the message had been delivered and the protesters have terrified the corrupt in power. Sadr is one of the most popular politicians in Iraq. His party was the biggest winner in October's election, but he failed to form a majority coalition. Last month, more than 70 MPs allied with the Shia cleric resigned from parliament, calling it corrupt. Now the pro-Iran coordination framework is nominating Sudani as prime minister. For now, this is a victory for Sadrists and a threat to political decision makers. Analysts say protesters are likely to maintain the pressure from the streets. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.